You are listening to the Happier Marriage Secret podcast, and today you'll discover how to transform your communication from blaming or shaming to one that is healthier, one that's more helpful, one that's more constructive, one that is more productive, one that will give you and your husband or wife an opportunity to experience a deeper connection and a more satisfying marriage. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to the Happier Marriage Podcast, a podcast for spouses longing to have a happier marriage so they can feel more connected, desired, and supported. Now, to start the show, here is your host and Sherpa, licensed marriage and family therapist and certified relationship coach, Kingsley Grant.
Today, we're tackling, as I mentioned, a topic that can make or break any relationship. It's on communication styles. Now, if I was to put into two categories the different styles of communication, I would just say that there is a direct style and an indirect style. Now, most people who falls in the direct style are very direct. They really show very little concern for your emotions. That is the last of their concern, right? And you may have a partner who is like that. Or in the other category is the indirect, where it's beating around the bush, it's dancing, it's excuses, or it is, you know, going around and around and around, and that plane never lands. And in their mind, they thought they've communicated. They thought that they have actually told you what they want to tell you. But you are like sitting there in this daze thinking, so what are you trying to say? What is it you're trying to say? And you're still trying to figure out what it is that the person is saying to you, the indirect style, right? So if you've ever felt like you and your spouse are on different planets, speaking entirely different languages, you're not alone. You are not alone. And I can tell you that from my experience, from a professional perspective. As you've heard, I am a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified relationship coach. And I've been doing this for almost two decades. So I have seen all kinds of relationships presented, and majority, I would say 90%+ are around communication issues. And you can only understand why that's so. So you're not alone if you're experiencing any of this kind in your relationship right now. But if you've ever felt like you're constantly talking past each other, over each other, blaming or shaming each other, then I want you to let you know you're listening to the right episode of the Happier Marriage Podcast, Secret Podcast. Studies have shown that communication problems, right, are a leading cause, and I'm going to share that with you in a few moments. They are a leading cause of marital unhappiness, to which you might say a big amen, right? But the good news is, with a few simple tweaks, you can bridge the gap. You can close the gap in your relationship and build a deeper connection with your partner. And we're going to unpack five communication killers that I believe are killing relationships today, including possibly yours. And we'll find out as we go along in this episode. So let's get to it right after this.
So, the big question is this. How is it possible that you have a happier marriage when you feel like you've tried everything? Your spouse isn't making an effort. You're exhausted. You feel like giving up. Or there's so much hurt that's taken place between you and your spouse. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers.
Now, relationship researcher John Gottman had done a study where he followed couples for over a 20-year period. And what he noticed is, and can almost 95% predict that this relationship is going to end in divorce is when any of these four behaviors are constantly in the relationship. And he found that when there is criticism or defensiveness or contempt or stonewalling or a combination, he would say that marriage is on the path to divorce, because these are what he calls the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the doomsday, right? It's a doomsday kind of behaviors in relationships. And so the first communication style happened to be in these four areas that he mentioned. So the ones that comes to mind and I see quite often is criticism, right? And that may come in a more sarcastic way. How often do I hear a partner would say of their husband or their wife that he is so sarcastic? You know, I just can't stand his sarcasm or her sarcasm. Or basically the criticism that they receive. They feel like they cannot do anything right, no matter how hard they try. And maybe you might experience that. I don't know. But maybe you are experiencing or have experienced that. And you know what that is like. Who wants to be criticized? It's almost like everything you do is under the microscope. And this person is judging it. It's almost like he or she is grading your behavior. And so you feel criticized and constantly being kind of, you know, put down. And sometimes the worst times or worst case scenario is when it's happening before other people, before your children, or before family members, or before in-laws, or before friends. You know, that is where you sit there and you kind of suck it up and you kind of smile and laugh and just kind of brush it off, but you're hurting. It's painful on the inside. So what happened is when you feel criticized, guess what you're going to do? You're going to become defensive, which is understandable. You're going to try to fight back and try to make certain this person doesn't get away with his or her behavior. And so this criticism leads to defensiveness. And what John Gottman says, when you see this dance, this style begins to happen in this pattern in the relationship, watch out. Watch out. Erosion is taking place. Respect is gone, basically. It's been eroded. And so there's resentment and anger and a sense of wanting to get even. So all those things is undermining the relationship. So it's a killer, a silent killer. These things happen many times. For example, you know, maybe it is something that this person say, you know, a comment like, you know, you never put your dish away, or you're always leaving the dishes around or in the sink or on the counter. And you might hear that from someone who possibly leaves something else. And many times these people don't see their own problems. You know what Jesus said? First cast out the beam out of your eyes before you can cast out the speck out of your brother's eyes. He's simply saying many times it's these people who live in glass houses are throwing stones, because they will be the ones who will leave things and somehow don't think anything of it. You know, so you might respond, okay, look who's talking. Of all persons, look who is talking. When you yourself, you don't ever pick up after yourself. You leave your clothes here, you leave this here, you leave that. And so guess what? This conversation started going downhill. Because why? There's criticism and defensiveness at play. And sometimes contempt may come forth, right? Where this person begins to look at you in a very contemptible manner. It's almost like there's that disdain. They can't stand your guts. That's a feeling you're getting, which all came out of a small matter. So that's why John Gottman says this is a dangerous place to be in your relationship, yet it's what many times is undermining marriages without a person knowing. The second thing is when there's the constant use of you statements, you always, you never, you don't care, you don't have my back. you, right? That word, you, immediately, when we hear that, it's very accusatory, right? It's an accusation being placed at our feet, and we're not going to stand by unless we are going to do a Jesus kind of thing where he would say, turn the other cheek. It's a kid's, how long should I do that? Well, that's another story for another time, or another podcast for another time, and we can talk more about that at some point. But I want to stay on topic here. So what happened is these you statements, you know, what happened is that when you hear that, it creates a fight. You want to fight. You want to, which is understandable. You want to defend yourself, and you begin to fight back. You know, Paul said in Ephesians 4, verse 29, he says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. During this moment, there's not any grace being offered. It's judgment. It's fire and brimstone kind of thing, right? You understand what I'm talking about. And the Bible would say that we need to then be careful that we don't get into a place where corrupting talk begin to come out of our mouths. We start saying things we regret. So the you statements leads to that. Because when you hear, you feel frustrated. You feel very upset. So again, this criticism comes through, this attack. You feel attacked. So what do you do instead is use I statements. For example, I could say, you know, every time I see the dishes in the sink, I feel frustrated because I want to have a clean kitchen and it seems like I can never get that done, right? See, it's different from saying you never clean, you always, right? Just say, I feel frustrated, or it frustrates me whenever I come in this kitchen and, you know, I want to see our kitchen be so clean and it means something to me when it's that way. And every time I come or whenever I come in the kitchen and don't see it that way, it just makes me feel frustrated. Feels like I'm defeated. I feel deflated, or I feel like a failure. Something like that. It's I statements. That's what you want to use instead. The third thing that might be killing your marriage, and you may not even realize that, is when you are in this waiting mode for the other person who is talking to take a breath, right? Come up for air, and you jump right in. So you're not listening to understand, right? You're listening or just hearing, and you're planning what it is you're going to say. Or you might be distracted because you're on your phone, or you have the remote in your hand watching television or watching something on your computer, and you're simply saying, I'm hearing you, I'm listening. And the person said, but you're not listening to me. And this gets into a fight as well. But what happened is when you don't have active listening, when you're paying attention, you get the person your full attention, eye contact, you're able to summarize what it is you're hearing so the person can know that you're understanding them. You're showing respect. You're simply saying, what you're saying is so important, I'm going to give you my full attention. When you don't do that, my friend, you're simply saying that you're not worthy of my time and my effort and my attention, so I'm not going to give that to you. You know, James chapter 1, verse 19, he says this, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Now, I know this takes a lot of self-control, but this is what God says he will do. He will give you a spirit of self-control. So when we're in these moments, I know it's easier said than done. I know it, Kingsley, I know it. But here's what happened. I've been married for 38 years and counting. Have I had my moments? Yes. Have my wife and I had our moments? Oh, yes, we've had many of those. But I can tell you we're together today because we have chosen to walk in forgiveness. We've learned each other's communication style. We've learned how to adjust and be flexible. We've learned how to dance in a way that we don't step on each other's toes as often as we once did. My point is, you can get there, but it's going to take this adjustment. It's going to take intentionality. It's going to take a spirit of learning, having a coachable spirit, a coachable heart, a humble heart, a humility, because humility is what is going to work here. So it's active listening more than just hearing. And you've got to be very intentional, because if you don't, your partner knows that and it will say, you don't listen to me. And again, that you statement now causes you to say, What do you mean I don't listen to you? And you get, you're the one who don't listen. And you go back and forth, and you know how that ends up, right? So it's going to require active listening. The fourth thing that happens where it undermines and kills your marriage and your relationship is a tone of your voice. The tone of your voice. Have you ever heard someone says, you know, it's not what you say, but how you say that? When you hear that, what comes to your mind? What happens? Well, for me, I say it's both. Because what you say is important as how you said what you said. Because some people may say, you know, it's not how what you said. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But sometimes you can say something very, that if you say something very, say something that, you know, I would say, how to put it? You may say something that is well-meaning, but it, because of the tone of that, it's hurtful, right? For example, a person may be struggling with your weight, and you're well-meaning, you want this person's health. It's very important to you as a spouse. But you're simply saying, you know, you just seem to be like this, school bus going down the street when the person may have on some yellow clothes, right? That's not kind. That's being sarcastic. And say, I'm just kidding. The person's thinking, no, I mean, I'm overweight. So how can you be kidding? Or you may say that, you know, you just in that dress or that outfit, you know, I just don't really like that. I mean, you just like look like you just don't even take care of yourself or to take time to put yourself together, right? The tone behind that. Or you could say, you know, honey, I think that outfit on you today, I think you fit better into the other one I saw you with the other day. And why don't you just wear that one? Or something, you know, so I can hear my tone. It's very compassionate. It's one that is loving and caring. So it's really, the tone is where I think what the Bible would say is to be kind and respectful in your word, in your tone. I love what Proverbs 15 verse 1 says. Solomon says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Harsh words. So your words got to be kind and respectful and gentle. Now, I know it takes time. It takes practice. But here's what I know. It takes the Spirit of God. So if you're walking in the Spirit and you're asking God each and every day to help you here, God will help you. You're not alone. But it also requires you to be disciplined. You ask him for help, and you be quick to ask for forgiveness if your partner points that out to you. That is where you will be able to then restore or recover yourself. The fifth one is being unappreciative. You know, how many times I've heard a couple as possible say, you know, I feel so unappreciated, as if I'm just there. I don't feel appreciated by my husband or my wife. I feel like I'm just being taken for granted. And sometimes what happens in a relationship, because of the length, you know, as someone would say, familiarity breeds contempt. The more familiar we become with the other person, the more contempt comes forth because we just take them for granted. And we just expect them to do certain things. We expect them to have us some water or some juice if we're having our meal, and we never say thank you. You know, I watch sometimes people go someplace, and I have had that experience. I've gone out with certain people, and we are sitting down eating in a restaurant, and the person who's waiting upon us may come by and offer us some water or juice and or a refill of coffee. Every single time they come by, I'm going to say thank you. My family, my wife does the same thing. My kids, we all have been, I've taught them because I practice that myself. I want to show gratitude and not take for granted what's happening. No one is less than. And so it's important for us to show gratitude to our spouse. You know, Dr. Gottman, John Gottman also says this. He says in a study that they have done that on gratitude, what they've found is that when couples are able to practice gratitude, it makes their relationship a happier one. The impact on happiness in their relationship is really out of this world. And I know from my own relationship, my wife, whenever I do something for her, even sometimes I may serve her, you know, whatever it is, and she may serve me something, whatever we do for each other, you're going to hear thank you. I don't take it for granted that because that's her role or that's my role. No. Right? So we want to be able to express appreciation. on a regular basis, both for big things or small things, because these things will help you in your relationship, my friend. And I think that if you begin to practice those things, I can see your relationship becoming a better one, a healthier one. Would you say? I do think you would agree with that, agree with me in that regard as well. Because I think that if you don't do that, well, I can tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to have the relationship that you want to have. You're not going to have the marriage you want to have. Everything else but that. Everything else but that. So my friend, I wanted to bring this to your attention, and hopefully this was helpful for you as it was for me. And so as we kind of come to a close here today, I want to hear from you. So if you would do me a favor and follow me on Instagram and send me a direct message on Instagram about anything you've heard today in this episode, but also on Spotify or Apple Podcast, would you leave me a rating and a review? I would greatly appreciate that. I would really say thank you. But again, on Instagram, if you want to let's have a conversation, please send me a direct message on there and we'll talk more about that. Also, if you would like a free copy of a 28-day conversation starters, a guide on that, if you are interested in that, then you can just go to happiermarriagesecrets.com, happiermarriagesecrets.com/start, S-T-A-R-T, happiermarriagesecrets.com/start, and get your free 28-day conversation starters guide. It will help you in your marriage. So if you're interested in that, make sure you go to happiermarriagesecrets.com/start. The link will be in the description that follows this episode. My friend, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May God bless you. And may you also pass this podcast episode on to one other person. Would you? I would really appreciate that. We've come to the end of another exciting episode, and I'm glad you were here for this. If you like what you've heard and want to go deeper on how to talk to your spouse when things are difficult, you'll want to get on the wait list for the Couples Talk It Out virtual workshop that I'll be having. So in this workshop, you will learn how to master difficult conversations and build deeper connections with your husband or your wife. Now, if this interests you, simply follow me on Instagram, like I mentioned, and comment on one of my posts, the word easy, E-A-S-Y, and you'll be able to enter your information so we can reserve your spot. So do so today. My friend, looking forward to going deeper with you on creating space for these difficult conversations in this workshop. So God bless you, and I'll see you very soon.